Welcoming everyone to another live edition of 410 Sports Talk. I'm Glenn Martin here with my co-host James Haskell. And on a Sunday where, you know, what a difference a week makes, Jimbo. I mean, last week the Ravens have a tough loss against a lesser opponent in the Indianapolis Colts, and the rest of the North all win, and some in pretty spectacular fashion. You fast forward to today, not only do the Ravens win, they do so in dominant fashion, but the rest of the North all takes an L, and they look bad doing it. I mean, holy smokes. Today's a good day, Jimbo.
Good day. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, Glenn. I mean, yeah. So relative to the outside of just the way the Ravens look, just like you said, I don't know. Do we know the situation with Kenny Pickett's knee? I mean, I don't know what's going on there. I know he was out for the game, but obviously we got them coming up next week.
Not good.
Yep. Dominant game today, and we can talk about that. I know obviously Deshaun Watson didn't play when you got your two best offensive players out. This is a game that we're supposed to win, and we won it the way we're supposed to. So, you know, it's all you can really do. But also, man, the Bengals just doo-doo, man. Just garbage. Hot garbage. But I'm excited to talk about all of it. Obviously, specifically this Ravens game. Yeah. It's so funny when you're a fan of a football team, right? Because a whole week can make a world there. I'm not even thinking about the Indianapolis game anymore.
No.
At all. Forget about it, man. Excited to talk about this one. So it's been a while since we've seen Lamar on the bench in the fourth quarter, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, it's normal. I saw the graphic. This is our 49th meeting between the Ravens and the Browns. Up to this point, the Ravens own the series 35-13, Jimbo. So now it's 36-13. So look, this is just what happens when the Ravens and Browns play, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's par for the course.
Yes.
And something that we should come to expect. But it has been a while, at least, you know, because Lamar's injuries and stuff like that and the up and down stuff. But yeah, I mean, I just want to say this off the top because I'm pretty sure I got every other thing wrong today, except for the fact that the Ravens won. I don't care. I'm so happy. So happy. I'm elated that Brandon Stevens got what he deserved.
Yes, sir.
Just that, you know, you feel good for a kid like that. It's just been busting his butt, working hard, and finally the ball just ends up, boop. I mean, it couldn't have been any easier, and good for him, man, for being in the right spot at the right time.
Yeah. He fell down like that thing was a punt. And Jimbo, he got to show off his running back skills, man.
He did.
On his hands in quite some time, man. He got to turn back the clock a little bit.
Hey, that's how many other corners would have hit that spin move like that?
You know what I'm saying, bro? I mean,
man, he's dangerous with the ball in his hands now. They're lucky he doesn't have any ball skills.
Exactly, but heck of a play. I thought I think that was a play.
Roquan
kind of put one on somebody.
It was Roquan and Mollett kind of.
Yeah.
Which is another positive I want to talk about as well. Dude, does Mollett look good or what?
Dude, what a big time. I mean, look, he's got a lot of slot experience, but most thought he was pretty big drop-off from our Darius Washington. He might be, but in this game, he played well. Now, he played well against a young backup quarterback in DTR, but you got to give credit where it's due.
I just like his physicality and the way he was moving quickly, and he was physical. Like, you're right. I mean, you got to take into consideration the guy you're up against, but I just like that he was tackling out there, not afraid of it, bringing on physicality.
Physical.
Yeah, physical. I didn't expect that. I'm being totally honest, I just wasn't expecting that from him, and I was happy to see him, man. He was playing. I was just going to say, dude, I didn't know a lot about the kid, the backup for the Browns. I probably should know more, being that he's a UCLA kid, but look, his first game, it wasn't great. He's got a whip on him.
Yeah,
he's can got whip some, that football.
And he can move.
He can move. That's all I gotta say. But
it was a tough game for him. It's a lot to ask when your starter gets hurt on Friday in preparing for the Ravens. I mean, he didn't have a lot of time. It's not like he had the whole week to prep and game plan. The coaches had to make this up. So it was a tough scenario. But like
Blackula said. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Roquan was right. What he said before the game. He said, look, we're going in there to beat them in front of their wife and kids, dude. That's what they did.
Have you ever seen that military? I think it was a retirement speech, if I'm not mistaken. A guy was retiring from the active military, from active duty from the military. He was a high up ranking official, and he said he was giving a warning to other countries, basically.
Saw that.
And he was like, "I'm gonna butcher it," but he basically said, rest assured that, you know, if you want to pick a fight with the United States, you know, we won't be the ones to start it, but certainly somebody else will raise your children.
Yeah.
Right.
That
like
was brutal. That was brutal.
Like that's what that made me think of. Like when Rokon was like, yeah, well.
Yeah, but he's got a point. That's what you do when you go into the other team's home. Manny says, did either of you end up taking the over on 23.5 passing touchdowns for Lamar? I'm sweating over here. He keeps rushing them in near perfect from eight. Can't really ask for much more out of him. Yeah, four touchdowns, but two come on the ground. I mean, look, he's been absolutely
four
in his bag.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah, on the ground, he's been sensational. Even last week where we have the loss, he goes for over 100.
Yep.
But yeah, four touchdowns today, Jimbo. I mean, holy smokes. I only wish I had him on my fantasy team. Right? Am I right, Jimbo?
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth right now. Oh, my gosh.
What's wrong, bro?
Anyway, yes, Manny, you are right. Lamar's been doing it on the ground. It looks a little different, though, doesn't it? Like, I feel like he's being used more appropriately in the red zone than – not that he wasn't used appropriately before, but, like, I feel like the lion's share of his stuff in the past was designed middle-of-the-field power stuff, where a lot more is outside – and it seems more timely, like more appropriately used, right? Because Lamar's an absolute weapon with his ball in the hands in the red zone.
Right.
So use it. Right. Like, what's the point of doing otherwise? You know what I mean? Let's not complicate our lives. So I think that was excellent. One I wrote something down. And then another positive. I have some positive and negatives here from a running perspective. It's nice to see Justice Hill back, and he popped off some nice ones. Looks like he's rounding back into form. I'm excited to see him back out there. But, man, Lamar looked good. No complaints from me. Hey, I'll tell you this, though. The defense did our offense a ton of favors, right? We got a lot of short fields today.
Well, I think what we saw is that, like everyone knows, football is complementary. And if your offense isn't playing well, it's going to make your defense look a lot worse. We see that with the Jets after Aaron Rodgers goes down. All of a sudden, their defense looks human. You can't tell me that's not a top three defense if Aaron Rodgers is still healthy, but they're a different animal when Kyle Wilson's out there throwing to the other team and giving their defense no chance. Ravens O's Nation says, the Browns is the Browns. P.S. O's playoff, let's go. Yeah, and shout to the Norfolk Tide. Won the AAA National Championship last night with a bunch of guys that are future Orioles. Shout out to all those guys. I think Kowser hit the game-winning grand slam, 455-footer. So shout out to the Norfolk Tide holding it down for AAA, winning the national championship. But, yeah, the Browns are the Browns, and I'm not mad about it. I'll say this. Myles Garrett is a problem. That guy is absolutely terrifying. Like, holy smokes. But, yeah. The Browns, look, not many teams are going to win with their backup, but there's a big difference between the backup we saw last week and the backup we saw this week. Minshew has got a lot of play experience. Yeah. He's a gunslinger. He's a tough SOB. He's
not
pretty
a
much
rookie.
Done. No, he is a guy who's been around the league a long time. This was the backup performance you'd expect, Jimbo.
Yeah, and like you said, on short notice, the other thing too, do you think – I was wondering this, and I'm not a Browns fan. How many Browns fans that already don't like Deshaun Watson saw him when the camera just panned over to the sideline? I was like, dude, why did we give you all this guaranteed money for you to just pull a Kawhi Leonard on a Friday?
What?
And well, like,
it is interesting because Derek Carr had the same injury. In fact, he went to the hospital last week. He gutted it out, and he's playing this week with worse injuries.
I was gonna say,
and he suited it up.
So you calling Derek Carr Tony Parker? Is that what you're doing?
Well, I'm
remember that whole internal thing.
He's tough. He's tough. He's out there today after. Yeah.
I just wonder if that contract was structured a little different.
Oh, maybe he. Might
have toughed that one out. Just saying. But
not a lot of
incentive. No sweat on my back.
No, I ain't mad. No.
Doug Cruzen says, Glenn and Jimbo, how about them MF and Ravens, baby? Let's freaking go. That's right. I'm trying to keep it PG around here, Doug. But we appreciate the enthusiasm. Trust me. So, yes, I mean, so happy to get a win. Just absolutely refreshed. Had a lot of positive takeaways from this game, both offensively and defensively. Geno Stone with another one, man.
Dude.
Freaking Geno.
Geno Stone, I don't care. And look, first of all, I was shocked to see Marcus Williams not up for this game after practicing all week. I don't understand that entirely, but I hope that doesn't mean there was some sort of a setback at the end of the week after media's wasn't able to observe. But
I wonder if they, once they knew the backup was going.
Could be. Just give him another week.
You know what I mean? I wonder if they would have known with enough time to be like, yeah, well, let's just give it a week, you know?
Could be. But, you know, typically if a guy's ready to go, he's out there.
Yeah.
But Geno, I don't care when Marcus or if he comes back, Geno Stone's got to play every single game. He's got to play a ton. And I'm sure they're going to find a role because there is, even with Mollett playing well today, I think there's still a need for Kyle Hamilton to be more towards the line of scrimmage and play more of a slot corner role. So I think we're going to see Geno all year. We're going to see three safeties. They've done it before, and they have no problem doing it again, I'm sure.
Yeah, I agree with you. Geno has earned himself the clock and absolutely forced himself on the field. So even when Marcus does come back, there's no way you just sit that kid on the sideline. He's playing too well. And then the other safety, of course, Kyle Hamilton, another pick to seal the game. Also had a great game in and of itself outside of the pick. Looked really good. The whole defense looked good, and as you imagine, they would with the likes of backup quarterback. And before I get to it's just Quan, I just want to say, dude, I don't think I've ever felt pity towards a Jadeveon Clowney before in my life, but after today, dude, can you get it? Like, my gosh. And then there was, I felt like at the end of the game, he kept getting so close and he was coming with so much speed that he was just like trying to club at the guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just run like WWE wrestling where you like clothesline him.
Yeah.
but poor Clowney. Anyway, it's just Quan says, can Monken chill with the screens? Good win. But is it just, is it me or does Monken play conservative too much? Push the ball down the field. We got a lot of players back next week. My sleeper, Keaton Mitchell. So there's a lot there, Quan. I want to say a couple of things and get your thoughts as well, Glenn, because I noticed two trends. One, the screens, but I think it was our second drive. It was still in the first half. It was just a weird series of six or seven plays that it was, you know, I think that was a three and out, but it was like two consecutive drives where it was like, these were just odd plays. You know, it's just kind of weird. And my hope is that him and Lamar are still getting comfortable with another. Because then if you look at the contrary, where it was a third and 29, is that what it was? Or was it a second and 29 where he hit the long one to Zay and he was able to improvise? It's almost like in a situation like that, in comparison to where the whole playbook is open, you know, when you allow Lamar to play a little bit more backyard football, but how do you only get the good and kind of mitigate the stuff where you take the losses, he potentially gets hurt. You know what I mean? So I think Monken is still trying to navigate that is what I'm hoping is happening. But the other thing too, is that you called this out last week in the Colts game. It was another trend I saw on another big third down in the game. Duvernay got his first ball and he almost made it as a first down, but there's this weird trend of like, okay, it's a big play. Let's get the ball to a guy that hasn't touched the ball all game as far as like an offensively. So those are two things that kind of stood out to me for Monk. And I don't know if the conservative thing, it might be too early to tell, but the play calls, there's just some goofy ones out there, but you're never going to call a perfect game. So I think that's part of Monk and Lamar getting to know each other. But that trend I did think was weird with the whole Duvernay thing. Since you pointed it out, I was like, man, there it goes again, you know?
Yeah, and they didn't start well. Look, they go in their first four drives, they had three and outs. And the one in the middle there, their third drive where they scored a touchdown, it was set up. It was only a 10-yard touchdown because it was set up by the defense. So they didn't start well. And in their fifth drive, they had a fumble in five plays. So in their first five drives, they had one successful one, and they had four stinkers. So you're right. But as far as the screens, to me, they were throwing screens at Myles Garrett, because Myles Garrett is so hell-bent in getting to the passer like that, he doesn't even pause to think there could be a screen getting thrown over his head.
Right.
He don't give a damn. So he's tearing up upfield, and they're trying to dump screens over his head to try and take advantage of his aggression. So I understand it. But what I put a note, I said the Ravens can't protect Lamar Jackson, so they're trying to get the ball out of his hands quick because they have no time to get anything down the field. But that means they have no verticality to the offense. It allows the Browns to completely crowd the box, and then they come up, they press our receivers. So it's like which throws off the timing and makes it hard to get the ball out of the hands quick. At the beginning, they had to find the run game, which they found out of the shotgun, which was huge. And they had no answer for Myles Garrett. Absolutely no answer for that guy. And so they thought, let's get the ball out of the hands quick. But then we weren't challenging anything down the field. So it was kind of tough. But at the end, Lamar just went absolutely nuts. Like, he just took over. He started hitting throw. Dude, that throw he hit to, like you said, the on the run throw to Zay across the middle. But that touchdown to Mark Andrews in the back right corner of the end zone, oh, I mean, gosh, the placement on that ball, dude, was absolutely unbelievable. He
insane.
He went crazy, dude, on the ground, through the air. He started hitting throws that – dude, that play to Mark Andrews where he steps up because there's a pressure to the right. He steps up, dodges it inside, runs to the line of scrimmage, then throws it across his body to left to Mark, who then stops on a dive, makes the guy miss, and turns up.
Yep.
Lamar was fantastic today. Absolutely unbelievable on every play except for that damn fumble where he tried to lay it up. Dude, he tried to lay it. He tried like a layup.
A little jelly roll on it.
Yeah, like you got to stick that in his chest, man. But every other play, Lamar was fantastic today.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I was going to say, you know, that across the body. So he had one to Mark. He had one to Justice. He had one that came back to Justice.
Oh, Melvin Gordon?
The Melvin Gordon one, the drop in the bucket. Yeah, there were some incredible plays today. And shout out to Melvin Gordon for, you know, we're talking about Geno Stone and, you know, Melvin is really carving out a bit of a role for himself, and let's hope he can continue to hold on to the football, right? Because he's looking good. I mean, DK just, you know, and somebody else brought it up, Keaton Mitchell. But I think if Melvin Gordon keeps playing this way and Justice stays healthy, I don't know. I mean, not saying that Keaton hasn't deserved an opportunity, but, you know, I don't know.
Well, if Justice goes down, then you're going to bring him in
for sure.
Explosive. Right. But you're right. Justice was was quick, bro. Right? He was showing.
He can't
it
keep
today.
The wheels under him.
Exactly.
Can't keep the dang old wheels Earth under
monster
him.
Got his ass, man.
I know. Man, Sean Fisker says, what an amazing win. That is right, Sean. That throw to Mark in the corner of the end zone was a thing of beauty. So stoked. Glenn said it. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It was just perfect, beautiful. Mark sunned three players all at the same time. My mother-in-law is here. We just came back from California. She's sitting out watching the game with me. And she looked – she doesn't really care about football. She looked over to me like this. Did he just catch that? Like, yeah, he caught that. She was like, over three guys? Yeah, over three guys. He just caught that. I mean, that was just stupid. What a great play.
I thought it was a bad decision when he first threw it because I see all those guys there. I go, no. Well, but – it was so perfectly placed.
When you got a 6'5" monster out there, you just put it where only he can get it, right?
Yeah, he certainly did. Manny said, punters never get a lot of love. Stout was sniping. He absolutely was. He was booting it, and he was putting it in the corner. You know, you never want to kick it and leave a guy in the middle of the field where he can go left, right, where he has all his options. I love he's pinning guys in the corner.
Well, and he's going
to
have to.
Team,
yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Well, because we're the last in the league in punt yards.
Oh. There you go.
So he's going to have to stay on his game because before the game today, we were last in the league. And with Justice, that was previously out, and then with Tylan still out, you know, our punt team is certainly not the top of the top right now.
Right, yeah.
So he's going to have to keep being real strategic.
Well, the punt return didn't help, it being the only one of the year so far.
Yeah.
He gave up that kick, that punt return, which was a block in the back that they picked up. So that didn't help, but yeah, you're right. They certainly got to climb out of the hole there.
Another positive, I want to give a shout out to the entire D-line. Every single guy from Michael Pierce, Justin Medebike, Broderick Washington, Travis Jones, all made significant plays today.
Yep.
All of them.
Yep.
I mean, those, and Brent Urban, right? Didn't he at the end of the game as well? I mean, Brent, and at the beginning of the game. So they were active all over the place. I think they're an under-publicized, not here by us, but just nationally an under-recognized group of guys. I mean, I think that they were in their bag today, the big boys up front. And that was a lot of fun to see.
Yeah, no doubt. They played their ass off. They kind of pushed around that offensive line. Look, Jacob said they're not as good as what's nationally recognized. Like most people nationally think the Browns have a top three offensive line. He said they haven't played that way so far. Cannabis Time says reinforcements coming soon. Great team win.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I mean, I think I saw Josina Anderson kind of tweeted a little bit about that, saying that timetables at least will be known as soon as tomorrow for some
about
of these
Odell.
Guys. Yeah, but I expect Odell to be out there very soon, Stanley out there very soon, Marlon as well to be out there very soon. But yeah, I don't know what happened to Van Noy, but he explodes. He has that quick pass rush around that big right tackle.
Yep.
Where, but then I didn't see him. Like, did he get hurt? I guess.
I'm trying to look
to see if there's anybody on Twitter talking about it. But
I don't know why I ever thought it was a good idea to depend on a cougar to win my over under competition. That was stupid. What did I do that for? Like, what was I like? Come on, man. Sean Pister says, "Look, I know Harv gets a lot of hate, but when he's gonna get, but when he's gonna get his flowers for how well this team always plays, even with numerous injuries year after year, he's got to get credit." Absolutely. Look, this is something that Glenn and I have agreed. We agree on a lot, but we also disagree on a lot. But one thing I think that Glenn and I have always mutually agreed upon is that John Harbaugh is one of the best. And one of the things that John is absolutely great at, I think I'm going to say that John Harbaugh is the best at this in the NFL, is building depth in his team. Mm-hmm. The back end of the roster guys, the Geno Stones, the Darius Washingtons. Even you think of like a Broderick Washington, the development of him.
Justice Hill,
right? Like there's always Gus Edwards. Like look at our backfield. You know what I mean? There's no Najee Harris in the backfield right now, right? Like there's no like first round pick. But
Michael Pierce, I mean.
Yeah. Well, I guess the only first round pick we got back there is Melvin Gordon. But you understand my point is that John, the back three-fourths of that roster, the back one-third of that roster, he does such a good job at bringing them up to a level that they are able to play, compete. And I forgot who it was that said it, but yeah, when they say next man up here in Baltimore, they mean it, right? There's a reason why we're always consistent in the playoffs. We're always in contention. It has a lot to do with John and his development as players. Sean, you're absolutely right. People can say what they want about John Harbaugh, and I think a lot of it is unwarranted, but you can't say that he doesn't develop and prepare his guys to have a deep, deep football team.
That's 100% right. I said it, Jimbo. I don't care. It's 100%. I mean, it's impressive. No one has lost more starters this year than the Ravens.
Yeah.
And everyone knows what they've been through the last few years. So this isn't a new thing. And what does John do? He puts him in a position to always compete. And look, now they're going to be sitting atop the AFC North once again. So Tone the Virgo says, great win. Roquan kept his word. Dude, Roquan Smith and Pat Queen are just monsters. I mean, he almost had two left-handed interceptions today.
Oh my God,
Pat Queen comes up the middle, buck-chuck him with a running back, goes right through the guy, absolutely erases the quarterback. Dude. I mean, those two, let's see, it's always wonderful to see fans of the opposing team leave. Hopefully, we'll see the same thing next week in Pittsburgh. I didn't see, by the way, I saw this stat. I don't know if if the Bears pulled it off today. They didn't?
They
the
lost.
Bears still have not won since they traded away Roquan Smith.
Oh, my God.
How's that for a
don't
stat,
tell
bruh?
Me. Don't How's tell that? Me that inside linebacker doesn't matter.
How's that, bruh?
I know. They just traded Roquan to go and get Claypool and sign the kid from Buffalo. Edmonds?
Now they're going to cut him. Yeah, and now they're going to cut Claypool. They're trying to trade him because the guy doesn't try.
Hey, man.
Yep.
He's a monster.
Mapletron.
Him and who is it? Miles Boykin can go like hang out. You know, they can start a camp for tall wide receivers that don't know how to high point the ball.
Dude, Pittsburgh's in trouble next week, but I'll say this. I'm not so positive that Mitch Trubisky is a downgrade from Kenny Pickett.
I don't think he is either, but he played terrible against us last year before they put in Pickett, remember?
I just think they're both
not like neither of them are good.
I don't think any of them are good. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like they're both they're the same to me. Like I don't like it's one doesn't scare me.
Well, I'm just sweating it. The only thing I'm sweating about with Pittsburgh is 22. That makes me real nervous. That's all.
Yeah, what the flock says. What'd you say?
I said I just sweat about number 22. That's my big concern with Pittsburgh.
22, Najee. Yeah, who lost his job?
I'm real nervous about Najee Harris.
Yeah, what the flock says, good win. Why are we not taking any deep shots? You're not using Zay the way he's built. 40-plus yak in college and has 3 to 4 per receptions need to keep
offensive line. I don't mean to cut you off, Glenn, but the offensive line, when you bring in backups and you got a guy like Myles Garrett and you got Za'Darius Smith, I think what happens with the flock is that Lamar just wasn't given the time.
But they didn't even game plan to allow – like they didn't even want to try. They're like, we're not going to have the time.
Yeah.
Like they didn't even go in to see like, do we got the, no, we're not going to have the time. So we're not even going to try it. But I do hope that changes when
I agree.
We get some reinforcements and we play maybe a team but it might not happen next week. Cause they got TJ Watt next week. So We may be in for much.
Well, we might be able to pull something off if we can get. I mean, do we know the extent of Morgan Moses' injury? It didn't look good.
It didn't look good because he's hanging. But I don't know. He's dude. Every time I say that, he ends up suiting up.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens there, and then if Ronnie can come back next week, which I think Ronnie's back next week, we'll make a big difference with Linderbaum back. That already made a huge difference, and you know, we'll continue to see what happens. Oh, that
was a
with
big difference. Yeah.
Yeah. With Morgan Moses, but yeah, poor. Look, man, you got. I don't think anybody could rag on McCary too much today.
No,
I mean, you're given an impossible task, and you know he did his absolute best, right? Like, how many times do we talk about how much McCary tries? And dagnabbit, all he did was go out there and try, man. I mean, he has to come back to the sideline. Like, I don't know if you ever heard of Channing Crowder talk about this, but he's like, I was the guy that was out there like, Coach, you're lining me up against LaDainian Thomason to cover him in coverage. Really? I can't do that. Like, McCary's got to come back and be like, Coach, I'm trying here. You understand that, right? Like, it might not look like it, but I'm trying, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, no doubt. No. Oh, by the way, I got something I'm pissed off about. Your boy Stevens got called for that deep pass interference.
Yeah.
Complete garbage. It's BS. A bailout. Dude, the ball was nowhere near the receiver.
Yeah. Why don't they ever call this brakes anymore? Yeah.
Dude, it's so dumb. He puts the brakes on it, and then he gets rear-ended by Stevens. It's like, well, how does he – that ball was in no way in any universe going to be completed. It was a complete bailout. They pick up 37 yards. This game should have been a shutout, Jimbo. That's how they got 3 points.
This was
a shutout win for the Ravens, except for that BS. I mean, it's like crazy, dude. Like, what does the corner do there? He has no chance to do anything but what happened on that play. Right.
Yeah, the league is set up for corners to lose. Yeah, and I mean, we've seen guys that plenty. You just put the brakes on, right?
Yeah. It's bull crap, dude. Yeah. If all it takes is one coach to start scheming that shit up, and he could easily take advantage of that type of stuff.
Well, it's just like the swoop in basketball. You know what I'm talking about? Like the what is it called? The swipe through or whatever.
Oh, yeah. The rip through.
Yeah, the rip through. Yeah. So it's the same thing. So hopefully, and the NBA is kind of
the jump into them.
The
pump fake jump into them.
Yeah. So hopefully the league will catch on to that. But you're right. I mean, I never see this called anymore. Like, uncatchable.
Right.
Never like, called
that
anymore.
Ball had no chance of ever
like,
being caught.
Let's just use human logic. Amari Cooper is not catching that football.
Never.
Megatron was not catching that
football. No. No.
That should be the rule. If Megatron wasn't going to catch that, then no one was going to catch that.
Yeah, that was like, absolutely that was absolutely crazy.
But let me ask you this. Speaking of Brandon, when Humphrey does come back, whenever that is, is Brandon next to him? Is on the other side of him? Or is it Darby?
I think Darby's been fantastic, dude.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
But I think it's going to be a combination of all of them because I think Marlon will spend a lot of time inside because of the need there and because he's better. I mean, he's our best outside, but he's also our best inside option now. And so if we have better outside corners than we do inside,
yeah, you throw logically, Kyle or right.
You kick Marlon inside, Marlon and then inside, yeah. You can be more creative with what you do with Kyle Hamilton. Because let's not forget, Marlon Humphrey is a fantastic blitzer too. I mean, this guy, you put him in that role and let him explode faster than Kyle Hamilton. Like, you know, who by the way, shout out to Kyle for getting the interception that sealed the end of the game. Really, but yeah, I mean,
I love Clowney's nickname for him, the Avatar.
I do too.
It's so on point. Like
it's so true.
He moves like an incredible safety, but he's just gigantic in comparison to other safety.
Oh. All of a sudden your audio is going in. Is that just me?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Am I back?
There we go. There we go. Yeah. You're good now.
Cool. I think it just picked up the car that drove by.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah. So I think what happened. Let's see here. What's Don C got to say here, DK? Don C.
Shout out to Don C, by the way.
That's right.
Appreciate you joining us as always.
Great win, guys. Love this team and our community. Hit that like button. That's right, Don. We appreciate it, man. And
we got a couple hundred in here, a few hundred in here.
That's right.
Hit the like button. It helps us out a lot. It's free. It takes 1 second. Gets us out there to more fans.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Know that we greatly appreciate it.
Now, one thing we didn't get to see today, Jimbo, and I want to know if you're still nervous, because I think you were last week, we didn't get to see or have an opportunity for Justin Tucker to redeem himself today after his miss last week. How you feeling about, you still okay with Justin Tucker? You still feel okay? You're not worried about
him? I'll give him another week. He's got a pretty short leash, though.
We're going to have to bring somebody else in and compete with him.
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
See if Medvick's available. Yeah, okay, good. Gosh,
didn't he try punting? Wasn't that his new thing?
Yeah, he was doing both, and then I think he went to just one, and yeah, didn't go so well. But yeah, I mean, this was an absolute much, much needed win. Lamar played his ass off, went absolutely crazy. Justice Hill, I think, had the biggest day on the ground, even though Gus had the most carries. Gus also had a pretty good day. Mark Andrews, 5 catches, 80 yards, 2 touchdowns. Zay Flowers continues his fantastic rookie year. Roquan leads the way with double-digit tackles again. This was a complete team win, a win that I think can't – even though you're going up against a backup and a very inexperienced backup, the Ravens are now 2-0 in the division on the road, and that is absolutely, like, insane. I mean, the fact that you're starting 2-0 in the division on the road can't go unnoticed. I think it could come down to tiebreakers. Completely unhealthy with guys and reinforcements on the way. I mean, I am just absolutely I'm feeling a whole lot better from last week. Like,
and let's just say it. We're gonna win next week on the road and be 3-0 in the division, all on the road. Week 6?
Yeah.
Week five, right?
Week five.
We'll have 3 division wins. I mean, I'm not nervous about the Steelers game. I know that the Steelers are gonna fight and play with a lot of passion and grit and all these other things, but I just don't think they got the guys to get it done. So that'll be exciting. But man, you're right. It's looking up, baby. It's looking up. I'm excited about the squad, and I hope we really get some health back. I'm trying to think of – let me just look at my notes real quick. I want to see if I've been
– We got to get to our competition here, Jimbo, too.
Of course we do.
We got to get to our competition results. Just like every week, we have our internal and fan competition with a series of over-under predictions and closest to the pin as well. And so we have to go over our results because DK just painstakingly tallied all of the over-unders.
Yeah. I just want to say Mark had 2 touchdowns, and I predicted that.
You did. You predicted.
That's where it ended.
And this is, by the way, brought to you by BetUS. If you want to get your first deposit match, type in our promo code 410 and get 125% matched up to $2,500. Go visit BetUS. But let's get into it here, DK. What was our first over-under, and how did it shake out? We have one queued up. Is it coming?
Yeah, it's there.
Okay.
Now my screen's Ravens rushing yards, 160. It was under at 130. It was 160 and a half. It was under at 131. And let's see. Glenn and I were right, and this is where my day ended. DK was right. I only got 1 out of 4.
No, DK was incorrect.
Incorrect. Sorry. DK was incorrect. I apologize. All right, let's go to the next one.
Thrilling. This one was bad, dude.
Yeah.
Nelson Aguilar receiving yards. He had a big no-show today. Only 4 receiving yards.
Almost had that one in the end zone.
Beautiful throw by Lamar, but he couldn't stomp that second foot. So he goes under the 24.5 total DK set. We all were wrong about that one. We all predicted he would have much bigger impact in this game. He goes really relatively unnoticed outside of a near miss touchdown. All right, let's get into the next one here. Defensive over-under. First one. Ravens sacks over under 2.5. 3, it goes barely over, Jimbo. And, you know, I think me and DK were aided by the fact that DTR was the starter. Well, you never know, though, because Deshaun Watson is known to hold the ball quite some time, which causes sacks. So who knows who would have been right had he started. But I will say you did put that prediction in thinking Deshaun would be the quarterback. So me and DK are once again correct. And let's move on to the last one. Kyle Van Noy over under 2.5 tackles. He has 0 impact in the game. I'm concerned that he may have sustained an injury because he looked fast coming around that edge, and then I didn't see him the rest of the game. So we'll have to kind of wait and see what happened to Van Noy, but he goes completely as a non-factor in the game. All right, first tiebreaker. Total score over under 40.5 points. We all said over, and we were all wrong. Again, one big factor is DTR was the starter, made the Browns very ineffective offensively. Yeah. So we were all incorrect about that. And then closest to the pin, second tiebreaker, Ravens, 296 total yards, which, I mean, no surprise here. I predicted the closest total. I won this week's over-under. I am now on what's officially a streak because we're talking two in a row. And I don't ever see me really relinquishing my position as first in this competition.
Wait, you're not first.
Huh?
You're not first, are you?
I think I'm first.
Today was the end of week four, right?
Yep.
And I had the first two wins.
Yeah, but if you look at kind of who's going up and who's peaked early and starting to trend down, I think we know who's in first. Like, if they'd listen to the standings, they would put me. That doesn't make sense.
Why, though? You. Why would they put you first?
Well, they got to put someone first. When they put the stand, they don't put both teams next to each other. They can put
one and one, right?
Well, they
don't have enough time. You know what I'm saying?
They see. They see the meteoric rise.
The meteoric rise.
From Glenn. Oh. Yes, and Luis, I broke the curse. That's right. I win. The Ravens win. By the way, Jimbo, the Ravens just last week, this past Friday, they just live streamed Edgewood Rams home against Joppa Town. Clowney was there. Tavius Robinson was there.
Dang. And you called
the game. I was supposed to take my son, and dude, I didn't know they were going to be there. I was just going to take him because he likes to go to football. And I had no idea that they were there with the cameras live streamed, all that. And I just forgot to take him. And it was the one game that the Ravens were there. Kadri's calling it. By the way, the guy calling it with Kadri had a sore throat. I could have stepped in and saved this guy.
Dude, Glenn.
You know what I mean?
Glenn.
See, horrible.
Look, you're now in second place just for that.
Dude, I'm so mad. I literally told Katie 2 weeks before that I was taking him to that game. Had no idea all that other stuff was even happening. I was just taking him because it's right there.
Look, that was pure inspiration, and then you forgot.
Mm-hmm.
You got to write things down. Write down your inspiration, Glenn. Bro, come on. You're now in second place for that. I think that the folks would agree.
Dude. I could have walked.
I know. I think Camden, you probably heard the band for real.
Oh, for real. I hear the band.
Like, dude, come on, Glenn.
That close. James Lee Wiley says, best thing, Steelers and Bengals lost big time. And
the Bengals are unraveling.
Dude, they're a disaster.
Jamar Chase, did you see his post game?
No. What did he say?
I'm frustrated. I'm always open. I'm always fucking open. Yeah.
SpaghettiO.
Yeah, and he wants that Justin Jefferson money, so you know he's pissed, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It makes me so happy, dude. And the other thing, too, we got to shout out John Harbaugh, 150th career win today.
50 wins in the NFL?
It's insane.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's not normal.
No.
Let me just see here, though. I'm just kind of curious what the Pussycats did today from a box score standpoint because, I mean, once again, a stinker to the Titans. Are the Titans good, Jimmy?
No. I mean, I think they're okay, but I don't think they're good.
No. You answered it right the first word you said. Heck no. Joe Burrow today, 20 of 30, no touchdowns.
Yeah.
None.
Terrible.
It's not good. That's not good. So, yeah, this is a good day to be a Ravens fan. Good day to be a Baltimore sports fan.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to my Terps, by the way. 5-0.
5-0.
Dude, looking absolutely phenomenal. I'm best predicting offense now,
in the Big Ten, right?
They're going to sneak one of these big boys in the Big Ten this year. This is not the same Terps team that's going to lay down and get their doors blown off by Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan. Not no more. The Terps are back, baby.
Hey, I hope you're right. I absolutely hope you're right. But a lot of positivity going on in Baltimore right now. Obviously, the Ravens won, and with the O's having the week that they had. There's a couple things that I think that it's important to at least bring up, and we'll dig into this deeper on Tuesday, is we've got to see the health of the offensive line. I think it's got to improve. We've got to figure out what's going on the edge. Clowney's been our only consistent guy right now, and depending on Clowney, based on his health, history is always
knock on right? some stuff,
but you know what I'm saying. Jabba went to IR. So we got some things, and we're not perfect here, so let's get them right. I mean, let's just get them right. Let's see if they can get the deep pass going. Like you said, I mean, we're up against another pass rush that in Blitzburg that can get it done. So it'll be really interesting to see. But I'll tell you what, the number one thing, Glenn, can we stop with the fumble? Can we stop with the fumbles?
Got to clean it up, man. Got to clean it up.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Other than that, I mean, I thought it was a great game. Mark Andrews obviously back on the board with two touchdowns, had a great game himself. And I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do moving forward. But the offense is still evolving. Yep. Still can continue to get better. And they're moving while they're sustaining injuries, which is impressive.
Yeah, and like they said, I need to see more vertical passing from this offense still. I need to see it, but that could be just, again, based on the time the offensive line provides, but also the skill position talent we have on the outside, and hopefully we're getting some of those guys back in the coming weeks. But look, we'll be back on Tuesday. We got, obviously, our weekly film session with Cole Jackson, who'll be breaking down this awesome, awesome win from a more, from a film perspective to see really, who was showing out and who still has some things they got to work on. But, so don't forget, this Tuesday, 8 o'clock, be here with us. And that's all for us tonight.
We'll talk to you guys soon. Ah!